With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Mexico continues to complain about a name change.
Mexico says it's waiting for a new response from Google to its request that the tech company fully restore the name Gulf of Mexico to its Google Maps before filing a lawsuit.
Y que por eso en Estados Unidos el nombre del Golfo de México se ve Golfo de América.
During a news conference Monday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum shared a letter from Google saying the tech company will not change the name after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. Sheinbaum says the mapping policy violates Mexican sovereignty because the U.S. only has jurisdiction over around 46% of the Gulf, the rest controlled by Mexico and Cuba. I'm Julie Walker.
Google already said that in Mexico, users see Gulf of Mexico. The rest of the world sees Gulf of Mexico / Gulf of America. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge will rule quickly on efforts to block Doge from accessing data.
14 states are seeking a temporary restraining order to limit Musk's power in President Trump's quest to downsize the federal government. In a court hearing on Monday, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan questioned the authority of Musk and his government efficiency office, but was skeptical of a request to block Doge from accessing sensitive data and firing employees at half a dozen federal agencies. Chutkan said she would rule within 24 hours. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Badly injured child among 19 people who were injured when a Delta Airlines plane flipped upside down upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport. They confirmed on X that an incident happened Monday with a Delta flight from Minneapolis. They said all 80 passengers and crew were accounted for. Video of it was online. This is SRN News. It's not all bad news out there, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram releases its list of most popular religious sites on Earth, and a historic church sits at number one. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris boasts more than 4.7 million hashtags, the most of any religious building or location. The Gothic masterpiece attracts more than 15 million visitors every year and just recently reopened to the public 5 years after a devastating fire caved in the roof. This is SRN News. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer says negotiators will meet again to further the release of the 73 hostages, living and dead, still held by terror group Hamas.
In coordination with U.S. Presidential Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, the Prime Minister yesterday instructed Israel's negotiations team to leave for Cairo in order to discuss the continued implementation of the first stage of the deal. Following this evening's Security Cabinet discussion, the team will receive renewed instructions for the continuation of the negotiations regarding the second stage.
Meanwhile, Israel's military says its forces will remain in five strategic locations in southern Lebanon after Tuesday's deadline for their withdrawal under a ceasefire with the Hezbollah terrorist group. A rare letter valued at $150,000 written by George Washington during the Revolutionary War is up for sale. More details at SRNnews.com.